The European Union Heads of State summit in Brussels continued long over schedule as the prime ministers tried to reach a consensus on how to deal with Russia. As expected, the leaders decided to take relatively modest action against Moscow, knowing that they have too much to lose by turning the Federation into an enemy. The heads of state claim that Crimea's reunion with Russia breaches international laws.
The European Council has decided to expand the list of individuals subject to visa ban and asset freeze. We put forward another 12 names to the list of 21 agreed to earlier this week.
Analysts say that the European Union cannot afford to antagonize Moscow too much. Trade between the EU and Russia is worth 270 billion euro each year. EU countries import 190 million tons of crude oil from Russia annually, and the equivalent of 100 million tons of natural gas. Supporters of Russia say that Moscow had to intervene in Crimea to protect Russian nationals there after Ukraine's democratically elected president, Viktor Yanukovych, was ousted in a coup. Many believe that Crimea's natural home was always with Russia and not Ukraine.
I think it is a part of Russia. It was always part of Russia. I think it was absolutely unjust when Khrushchev gave it as a present, because I think you can't give the whole peninsula with its population as a present. And people were never asked. They were never, because my family come from Crimea, my mother's family come from there, and it was always a profound trauma.
Following the EU and US sanctions against Russia, Moscow has announced its own sanctions against the West. President Putin has made it clear that he has no intention or interest in taking over Ukraine, and so many analysts believe that this crisis will now slowly begin to dissipate. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.